the end of August. Almost feels like fall, but it's going to be a beautiful 80-degree summer day today, so we're very happy to be here. And on the phone with me is my relatively new friend from about a year ago, Jim Pickford. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Tony.
Jim hails from Leduc, Alberta, Canada. And in fact, I've stayed with him and his beautiful family just a little while ago while I was up there and doing some making business. Jim, give us a little bit of background on yourself and who you are and schooling, work background, family background first.
You bet. So I'll start with my family. I'm a father of five children ranging from 17 to 5, all with the same woman, my wonderful wife, Angela. And I'm used to be a power engineer by trade. That's my schooling. And then I transferred over into health and wellness in regards to a high-performance coach, youth fitness specialist. And now we train athletes from the age of 4 to over 65. So it's awesome what I get to do every day. I get to help people be better people in regards to their health and wellness.
That's great, Jim. Well, tell us a little bit, you're a big guy. What kind of sports did you play yourself?
So basically what I did for my athletics was I was a hockey player it's called fastball. Probably don't know what that is, but it's a bigger ball. It was huge up here in Canada for lots of years, and I think it is still around in the U.S. a little bit too. And I made a decision about 14 because I was pretty good at both, and I decided just to focus on my hockey. And I played as a junior. I played junior hockey in Canada, and due to really when I look back, I was a little bit misguided in regards to my training and my diet and some behavior habits that didn't serve me well, and I ended up kind of going down a different path. I kind of got pulled away from hockey, actually really into bodybuilding, really, which can have kind of a negative connotation around it. I was a natural bodybuilder, so I didn't get involved in all the other stuff that people potentially do. And that really was my motivation to build a facility to actually educate parents and young athletes on what they should be doing at certain developmental times of their lives. And that's why I'm doing what I'm doing today.
So Jim, you always, even personally, avoided the drugs and the other enhancers that could be potentially dangerous to a young person or even an adult, so they can bulk up and get better performance, but not naturally. You were always a natural bodybuilder, a natural guy who worked out.
Yeah, that was probably one of the that really made me stand apart from the group of peers that I associated with. Really, I remember training with people that would have such huge gains, and I would stay the same, really. And it took a lot of, I never really understood it at the time, how much courage it took to do what I did. But when I look back and I see my, now my 17-year-old son battling, he's actually a junior camp right now, trying to make a hockey team, and it was the exact same age that I made it. He's following the same path and making the same choices. The only difference is now is he's supported by a natural performance enhancer, and that's Nika.
Right. Well, that's really what drew me to
Nika and Tony. It was when Michelle introduced me. Michelle's a high performance athlete, 2-time Olympian, and that's who introduced me to Nika, and I'm forever grateful. And I first, that's how I thought of the Nikan products. It was not as a business, it was not as anything than a natural performance enhancer, something that you recovered faster from, that took away pain, because that's really what growth hormone and these products do for people, is when you come to the gym and tear your tissue down, or you go and compete and tear your tissue down, the performance enhancers repair it quicker. And then you're able to go back with higher intensity and train again. And that's what, you know, that's really what Neekan does in a way without side effects. The products that Neekan provide for people. That's how I've seen it as I was introduced. And it's become so much more now to me. But that's how I seen it, first off.
What was the first product and the first experience that you saw that was really eye-opening for you?
I would say that the first product experience that was really eye-opening to me wasn't on me. It was, and this is really where my focus changed on what Neekan really is as far as products. It was with my 4-year-old nephew, Dexter, who was diagnosed with a rare form of leukemia. And we got to see firsthand through this terrible, you know, it was a shock, you know. Dexter, like my sister Bobby, was at our house visiting, and he had rashes on his skin that weren't going away. And she went into a dermatologist at the U of A, and next thing you know, her life changed immediately. And so did ours. Not to the same impact as my sister's and Dexter's. But we got to see proof of the product. And, you know, I always think of, well, you know, we could try this or we could try that or we could try. We did everything. We had Dexter on the sleep system. We had him on the water. We had the air system in there. We had the power bands on him. We changed the way we ate. We had the mushroom capsules he took. The greens, at that point I don't think there's Vital Balance available. Like, we did everything. And
yeah, give us a time frame and walk us through this whole experience, because I've heard it kind of a superficial story, but I think it should be noted here on this call how it went down. So Jim, go ahead.
Well, how it went down is there was some complications in regards to family environment around Dexter, so that's one component of it. The other component is you're bringing in alternative medicine into the U of A hospital. You know, it was embraced and not embraced all in one, so that was a lot for my sister to deal with. But really, when I look back, there was no hope. Like, you know, there was hope for us, and they would come in, they would just come in, they'd walk in, and there was probably, I don't know how many of these experts walk in, and they said there was one other form they've seen, and in their careers, and in the, must be in some type of documentary, you know, documentative format that they have to go by. I don't know if it was their career or how long that duration was. But they're in there and they're talking about all this stuff, and I'm flipping through these drugs that Dexter's putting in his body, and just about every drug that he was subjected to, the side effect was cancer. Like, it was quite the thing to be part of. For me as an adult, I can't even imagine it, you know, for Dexter, who was 4, and my sister, and Troy, that, you know, Dexter's dad. But they, after a time frame of 3 weeks, they had a certain, you know, it was supposedly in remission. That's what they said. We've got it in remission. And in that 3 weeks, there was personal conflict with my sister and Troy, who's Dexter's father. Troy was not supporting the Neekan products. So when his shift would come on, he would remove the power bands, and he would give him the water, you know, and he'd feed him food that probably wasn't subjective. Well, everyone knows that sugar feeds cancer. So, you know, white bread and all that stuff that the hospital has, for whatever reason, the dietitian promoted it and just all this stuff. So it was an uphill battle. So whenever Bobby came in, usually she'd have to reintroduce all this stuff. And thankfully, Bobby was there 90% of the time, so that was good. But there was one time in particular that really impacted our family. And and Dexter was laying in his hospital bed, and they have that table that kind of goes underneath the bed and comes across that they come and put the Jell-O on and the food for him to eat. But he kept, I don't know if anyone, I hope people haven't been around this or subjected to this, but there's lots of things there. There's tubes running everywhere. There's lots of things coming in, going into him and coming out of him and onto all this equipment. And he asked Bobby for his medicine bracelet. And Bobby didn't know what he was talking about. So, okay, honey, what do you mean? And he pointed over to the power band on the table. And Bobby says, Dexter, why do you call it a medicine bracelet? And Dexter said to Bobby that it takes my pain away. And right then, that changed everything for me. I'm like, what? Like, I just didn't think of it. You know, here we are introducing all these things, and you know, that was just my first awareness of the power of what these products have. So then you fast forward it, you know, maybe, I don't remember the exact number of days, it's somewhere between 3 weeks and a month of the first round, because, you know, Bobby did not say no to the treatment. She did the treatment. Now, we just, you know, ate well and didn't eat the hospital food and subjected Neekan products to Dexter. So then we have another gathering of the experts. They come in and they're, you know, they're celebrating and we know we should be happy. It's an remission, but we got a long road to hoe. Dexter will be in the hospital for another 9 months. We're sending his blood work down to this some type of implement, microscope of certain power down in Calgary, the only one around, and there's still going to be these cells left. And I just remember asking, well, what if there isn't? There always is. That's what they said. I remember this vividly, so does Kelly, my sister. You know, we've talked about this in great detail. So anyways, what happens? A week comes by, Dexter's out of the hospital, and they totally revamped his treatment program, like totally changed it. There was nothing on that equipment, whatever they used to test his blood. So, you know, they didn't really know what to say, you know, and that's really the, that's really where things changed for me. You know, Dexter's life.
One last aspect of this was the hydration part. Give us just a...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, again, with joint custody of a child, you've got time with mom, you got time with dad. Troy, since then, has, you know, he's embraced it as much as he's able to at this point. We buy him the products, and so that isn't a limitation. But sometimes he doesn't give them to Dexter. So... one of them in particular, you know, you mentioned the water, but I also want to mention the mushroom formula. That showed up on blood work. Like that, when he was on it with Bobby, his blood was different. When he was with Troy, his blood was different. And the only variable was the mushroom. Mm-hmm. So, the water, so when you go back in for treatment, you have to have a certain level of hydration. And with Bobby, he'd be able to walk right in. Because Bobby has the Pimex systems, and that's what Dexter drinks. And he would walk right into the U of A for his treatment and be able to take the treatment right away. With Troy, unfortunately, Bobby would go get Dexter from Troy's and take Dexter there, and it would be 5-6 hours. And, you know, we're sitting there, you know, as they're pumping this acidic chlorinated water into his body, we know that it's just going through him, right? Like, I know that, we know that, but these professionals don't know that, which is, you know, which is no judgment on them. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of frustrating to me. And, you know, I can definitely see my sister's frustration at being involved in this process. She's just like, just give him this water. You know, can you just give him this water out of this bottle? And finally, they do that, but it's, you know, that's the, again, you know, people,
you know, we say it's 100% absorbable. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what we're told. You know, I don't know if it's 100% absorbable. I don't think anybody really knows what happens at a cellular level. Like, I think that's, you know, above my level of interpretation mentally. But I do know that I have a yam out here in my front of my window that is in Pimag water and a yam that is in Leduc water. And that yam in the Pimag water just drinks it. It's gone. Like, it goes down. I have to fill that thing 10 times more. That, like, it doesn't even go down in the other yam. Like, wow. I've seen that as well. So, I know that it's more absorbable. There's not a doubt in my mind.
And how is Dexter today?
Pardon me, Tony?
How is Dexter today?
Well, he's playing hockey. You know, so you go from he's in public school, he runs and plays. You know, here's the thing, you've met my three boys. He gets to come over and play with my three boys. So that there is high risk.
That is great. You know what, you have the expertise, Jim. People want to know, triathletes, people who do weekend warrior stuff. You know, we got a lot of people like myself, baby boomers who and now in their 50s and 60s, they're trying to keep their youth alive, not wanting to give up to age. I know that I do a lot of things, you know, and I look at my peers, and I know I have friends who have bad backs, and they can't do much. And of course, I have other friends that they do a lot, but, you know, I'm not much of a hardcore athlete, but I do a lot of work on my 3 acres here in Utah, and I've been on these products for 22 years, and I can tell you, I feel good. I stay up with people who are 10, 20 years younger than I am when it comes to sports and just activity. Tell us, what do you recommend and how do you work with people in your gym with an Neken product, even if they're unfamiliar with them, that help? And what do you recommend to people that are listening to this call?
Well, first off, I want to recommend to everyone that everyone is an athlete. We want to, you know, we want to move better. We want to feel better. We want to do whatever we love to do for as long as we can, and that to me is an athlete. We treat every person that comes in here like a high-performance athlete. So one thing I want to just mention is that the Edmonton Oilers are an NHL hockey team that are just north of us here, and I had their performance coach come into our facility, and he was drawn to it. He said, there's nothing like this. And he walks in and he looks at the FMS thing and he says, hey, that's, you know, we FMS the Oilers and, you know, they're high performance athletes. We FMS Grammys, you know, because they're high performance.
What's FMS? You have to give it the.
So an FMS is a functional movement screen. So when people come into our gym, this is what happens. They get exposed to a functional movement screen. They get introduced to Neken. Those are the two things that can change the way they move and feel. You know, those are the two things that we do to everybody that comes in our gym. We're a wellness facility. We, you know, I'm adding other components for the mental side outside of Neken, which is Landmark, which is something that's a totally different conversation, which, you know, I'm going to introduce all of my team in Neken because that's how much I believe in it, to empower people to chase dreams. And you know, Neken is something that, you know, that's something that I've committed to sharing with everybody that comes in our gym. Neken is you know, I don't even know how to explain it so I could get people to understand it. I know that having you come up and mentor us is huge. You know, we're going to have a wellness room in here. We're working on building that. And, you know, we're going to have meetings to introduce people to the products and to the business. And it can be such a powerful avenue for people, as, you know, you'll have someone come in and they'll say, well, you know what, man, you guys are awesome, but, you know, I don't know if we can afford this. Well, you know what? Let's go sit down and talk about how you can. You know, and I have that option for people that they can come and share Neken to pay for their ability to come get exposed to our training. And once, you know, once people, the type of people that come into our facility,
are drawn to what we do. So they're very open to these NECA products and to the opportunities that doing the business provide for them.
Well, let's equate this functional movement system and the regular people, the ordinary people that come in. What things have you seen that these NECA products have done that would just blow people's mind? I mean, you work with people every single day, Jim. Tell us that, because you know, a lot of people that are going to be listening to this call, what things, besides Dexter's personal family experience, which is awesome, tell us some more things that you know of with your distributors and with some of your clients that that would really help people understand how to use these products and why to use these products.
We have people come in here every day that are in pain, every day, and they're limited by this pain, and they've tried all kinds of different things. Now, one of the things that happens, and for a lot of people, people love to run. The people that run and get up, and I heard someone come on the call today that, you know, I got up, went for a run, felt great. It's a state of mind that happens to people that like to run. It's something that they really connect with. Running for a lot of people isn't good for them. There's a screen, part of the screen that they do a rotational component that if someone doesn't pass that, they're not supposed to run. And a lot of people aren't supposed to run. And it's something they love. And they'll, you know, through some corrective therapies that we can administer and put some M strides in their shoes, you know, there's people that come in and when we do a strength test on them, they'll stand on the M strides as part of, you know, that's a component of the FMS that we do. Mm-hmm. We expose them to the technologies right there. So they'll stand on it and they'll kind of look at us and they'll, well, my back doesn't hurt. You know, why doesn't my back hurt? Well, then that leads into other conversations about why their back doesn't hurt. Some people come in and have immediate responses. And, you know, some people are more gradual. We got the CM cream, we'll rub on them and they'll say, wow, what is that? Like that took my pain away. Like, well, why, you know, what is that? We have the mag cream. We actually have a massage table. We have a massage table set up in here. We have the mag creator, the mag duo. We have the power mag. And that's part of our warm up routine for people and their cool down. So we have a certain system that we implement here with, you know, tissue quality, it's called. The NECA products are part of the tissue quality and pain management for people. And they get results. They move better. When you're in pain, you don't move well. You know, pain is a signal that there's something wrong. And if you don't address the pain, then you build strength on dysfunction and nothing changes. So NECA is a component of the FMS that we tackle that area of dysfunction in their body. And you know, I'm not allowed to put my hands on people. I'm not a massage therapist, right? I'm not a physical therapist. But they get on, you know, I got people that come in here and they'll lay on that table and I'll roll them out with our products for like 45 minutes. Like I've got like a guy just, you know, a young hockey player just left. Like we actually have people lining up. Like you know, it's part of our, like, we need to evolve this and how we do things. I need to buy, you know, 4 or 5 more massage tables. I need to get more NECA product in here to support this because it's just snowballing. I'll tell you what, if you come in the gym and you see this person laying on a table getting rolled out and you've never been here before, like, what is going on? And then they get up and they say, oh my God, does that feel good? You know, what is that thing? And I'll show them with the meter. I'll spin it. I'll even spin it, the mag creator, and just go over their back without even touching them. You know, because I'm, you know, we kind of lost access to the power mag for a while or whatever's happening with that. So we want to use tools that we can, you know, that we can get people. And, you know, people are watching us. They're like, you're not even touching him. Like, what are you doing? You know? So yeah. It's a huge component of what we do. And you, when you say and you ask me, how am I helping people in the facility? Right. There's lots of ways I help them, but the real power and the real passion of what I do through NECA is the people that I help in BC, the people that I help that I don't even, like Lorraine, for instance, you know, that story, she's never stepped foot in this gym. I had never even met her personally. And
well, then quickly, Jim, as we finish, let's tell Lorraine's story and then get some recommendations to just regular people. Let's, as the expert, you're going to finish off by telling people what you think they should do based on what you've seen in the long time that you've been doing with the Beacon product. So let's tell Lorraine's story.
So Lorraine is a sister-in-law to a really good friend of mine I played hockey with. The hockey world is so small yet so big. Kind of ran into him again. He was down here for Roger Drummer lecture. Actually, he wasn't down here for Roger Drummer lecture. I set up the Roger Drummer lecture for when he was down here training with his son. So, and, you know, I kind of persuaded him to go sit in there and listen. And from listening to Roger talk about, you know, our products and supplements and Vital Balance, he introduced it to his brother for Lorraine. And Lorraine has been struggling with diabetes for a long time and was not well, on dialysis, I believe it was 4 days a week. And, you know, honestly, we actually have a call that we recorded that if anyone wants to listen to, we could share it. It's on Michelle's dial-in line, and there's a number that we could, you know, that people could access and listen to the call I had with her. You know, she said she had no hope. That's what she said. There was no hope, and that was going to be her life. And she, you know, the Neekin products got her life back, and it was an all-out massive action that Danny took. Danny's her husband. And, you know, we set up a call with Dr. Buse. Dr. Buse gave Danny the recommendation. Danny did it. And he did it exactly as Dr. Buse said. And within 30 days, she's, you know, the doctors are just dumbfounded. You know, they have no idea what's happening. And, you know, she's down to 1 day a week of dialysis. Her eyesight has improved. It's either a thyroid or a pituitary gland issue she's on medication for is non-existent, you know. She feels great. And she gives all the credit to Neekin products. And that's what her testimonial is about on that call. Like it, you know, and I've never met Lorraine before. Never. And all, you know, and that, you know, for the type of person that I am, that my mom, you know, I'm really starting to become aware of why I was put here, and it's to share Neekin. It really is. It's to go out and what Blake was saying earlier, I have a responsibility to go out and share these stories with people and let people be educated and let them make their own decisions. That is what I'm put here to do.
Well, Jim, then, given that, you know, Jim Buse has said it to Lorraine and to Danny and say it again in your own words, if you're to talk with anybody, whether they're talking about their 4-year-old or their 70-year-old mother, what would you recommend that people do?
Well, the first thing I'd recommend to everybody is stop pushing through pain. You know, that would be the first thing I'd recommend. The pain is there's pain there for a reason, so you need to figure out the cause of it, and I wouldn't probably, you know, I would suggest find someone that does a functional movement screen. Get with some, you know, most of the people on these calls or get with someone that is a Neekin consultant. Get on the Neekin product. So this is what I tell everybody. Wellness home. Whatever pace you can get on a wellness home, get your family on it. That's what we did. That's what I encourage everyone to do. Whatever you can. There's daytime protection. You know, I encourage people to put the M-Strides in there, a great product. And then I talk about getting on an auto ship to get the products. They come right to your door. Greens. Get on the greens. Get on the Omega. Get on the, you know, this is what I tell people. Get on the Vital Balance. Have that every morning. That's what that should be. Vital Balance or eggs. Not egg whites. Whole eggs or Vital Balance. Whichever one. That's what I tell everybody. Get on the greens. Yeah, you need more green. Most people need that product. Again, get on the water. You know, that's the minimum that we suggest to people. The Vital Balance, the greens, the water, and the megas. That's what we encourage everyone to do as far as the supplementation. And any type of physical magnetic product, we say minimum M strides. Like we have the best scenario that we offer to people, and right. Then if they're not quite ready for that, which is the wellness home and getting on an auto ship of the amazing supplements. And it can differ for most people, but you know, across the board, if I'm just going to be generic, which is, you know, that's what makes us different, Tony, is we come in here where people have been many, many places and we're able to cater to their specific needs. So it's tough to give a solution for everybody, but I would say, you know, obviously, the Vital Balance is a no-brainer. Like, that's a no-brainer. That's the best protein. That's the best protein supplement and on the market. And I know it's not just a protein supplement. There's so much more to it, but the normal, you know, everyday people just think of it as a protein supplement. So that's how I tell them what it is. And then when it starts doing amazing things for them, I start educating them as they become more ready to hear it. So I don't know if I answered your question. I'm a wellness home guy. That right. is where I see the most power. You know, like we tell people to start with either one of the two packs, wherever they can start, and work their way towards getting it all.
Well, you had great confirmation to that when we listened to Mac McDonald just a couple of days ago, and it's the same when you understand these products. And by the way, I'm a huge believer in the mushrooms. I had a woman who was near death because of cancer. After 5 years remission, she had used the mushrooms for 5 years, would not tell anybody until she was finally cancer-free and believed that product itself helped. And when I heard her testimony, I've taken mushrooms every single day since that time because I thought, I've had too many people. My mother died of cancer and others, and even though I live a pretty healthy lifestyle, why gamble when you know you have a product? So everybody has their favorites, but everything is better than something's better than nothing, but everything's better than it all. So I agree with you. We are wellness home people. Jim, it's been a pleasure. We've gone through our half hour. You've been very insightful, and we can hear your passion. I'm sure everybody would love to go up to your facility in Leduc like I have and just see how you just enjoy being creating the community that you're creating, which of course implements the Neekin products and the Neekin philosophy. And even when you talk about Landmark, I mean, Mr. Masuda, who started this company, believed that humans can be more, and that's what this business is all about, is personal growth as well as physical growth. So thank you so much, my friend, and I look forward to talking with you again. And we want to thank everybody that's listening to this call and will listen to this call. Because, guys, this is just another validation that we are on the right track, especially as we go into this new era of health and wellness and vitality and understanding. So thank you, everybody.